From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Los Angeles, fire officials say at least 9 people were struck by lightning in a rare thunderstorm today. LA Fire spokeswoman Catherine Main says several were taken to the hospital. 2 are said to be in critical condition. Officials say most were on the Venice Beach boardwalk. Some may have been in the water. Another was on Catalina Island. Israel and Hamas have carried out more attacks, with both sides accusing the other of violating temporary ceasefires. There's been some Israeli shelling of Gaza, and Palestinian militants have fired rockets into Israel. The BBC's Ian Pannell reports from Gaza.
Today was supposed to be quiet in Gaza. Israel had extended its ceasefire for another 24 hours. But Hamas did not, and the Palestinian militants resumed their shelling. The Israeli military released a video taken today that it says shows rockets being fired out of Gaza from a school. Israel's truce was called off. A spokesman for Hamas, Ihab al-Hussein, insists their demands won't change. Above all, a lifting of the blockade on Gaza.
The BBC's Ian Pannell in Gaza. In Libya, the worst deadly violence since dictator Muammar Gaddafi was ousted nearly 3 years ago. NPR's Leila Fadel reports at least 36 people were killed overnight in eastern Libya, and clashes continue between rival militias at the Tripoli airport.
The deaths came as forces loyal to a rogue Libyan general battled Islamist militants on the outskirts of the eastern city of Benghazi. The general, Khalifa Haftar, says he's taking on, quote, extremists in the east. Meanwhile, rivaling militias in the capital continue to fight for control of the international airport, and the weak central government just doesn't have the power to stop the violence. On Saturday, U.S. Embassy staff was evacuated in a security convoy over land to Tunisia. Militias divided by tribe, region, and ideology have been vying for power since Gaddafi was killed in 2011. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Hundreds of houses in drought-stricken California are threatened by wildfires. One near Yosemite National Park that broke out yesterday and grew significantly overnight has destroyed one house. Meanwhile, firefighters are still trying to contain a fire in the Sierra Nevada foothills that's destroyed 10 houses, forcing hundreds to evacuate. The sand fire is 35% contained. A federal judge struck down a ban on carrying guns in public in the nation's capital. In a 19-page ruling made public yesterday, a U.S. district judge ruled the gun ban unconstitutional. Judge Frederick Scullin says the Second Amendment gives people the right to carry guns outside their homes for self-defense. It's in a response to a lawsuit filed by 3 D.C. residents in 2009. It's not clear, though, when the ruling would go into effect. In world financial markets, Asian markets are trading in mixed territory. The Asian Dow down a fraction of a point. This is NPR. A tentative agreement has been reached on a plan to improve veterans' health care. The chairman of both the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees say they've made significant progress this weekend addressing long patient wait times. And Congressman Jeff Miller and Senator Bernie Sanders plan a news conference tomorrow outlining that plan. Both say it's intended to make the VA more accountable and help it recruit more medical staff. The deal requires votes from the full committee and the full Congress. At the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, an unexpected participant, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, will compete. Fiona Zublin has more.
Usain Bolt has been suffering from a foot injury, but will take part in the Commonwealth Games relay, his first competitive race of 2014. He is skipping the individual sprint events. It's Bolt's first appearance at the Commonwealth Games. Amid questions about why he chose to show up for these games, Bolt told reporters he will definitely be running because, quote, "I don't see why else I would travel all this way to Glasgow." The Commonwealth Games is one of the largest sporting events in the world and is held every 4 years in a city somewhere in the British Commonwealth. This year, it's taking place in Scotland's largest city, Glasgow. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin in London.
After a slow voyage, the Costa Concordia made its final trip today, arriving at the northern Italian city of Genoa, where it will be broken up for scrap. It's the ship that ran aground and sank 2.5 years ago off the coast of Italy, killing 32 people. It was refloated last week. The overall salvage operation is expected to cost Carnival Corporation, the owner of the ship's operator, Costa Cruises, more than $2 billion. From Washington, I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.